God, we are grateful for the opportunities that you give to us to gather together as a church, as the body of Christ. And God, we thank you for this day, and we would ask, Lord, as I'm going to share, we have not because we ask not. God, I'm asking that you would hold the rain off until we finish this service. Lord, you can do that. There's nothing outside of your ability. You can have it rain everywhere except this property. I want to be like Gideon and say, Lord, let it rain everywhere else but here, so that we can commit and dedicate this facility, this physical property, that building over to you, that you would use it, Lord, in a powerful way, that this place is yours, God. We give it to you. You've given it to us, but Lord, we want to give it back to you, because when it's in your hands, amazing things will happen. And so, God, we pray that this time, as we look at the Lord's Prayer in our Bibles, that we would be reminded of the importance of the power of prayer in each of our lives, corporately as a church, yes, but individually, God, that we would be men and women of prayer, and that we would be known by our love for others, and that our commitment to you, and that our joy in praying and communicating with you. So bless this time, we pray, and it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As I said in my prayer, typically this is called the Lord's Prayer, although as a pastor, I don't like to call it the Lord's Prayer. I like to call it the model prayer. I like to maybe call it the apostle prayer, because it's Jesus kind of showing his disciples, this is how you should pray. This is what you should pray. I see the Lord's Prayer in, I think it's John's Gospel, the 17th chapter, where Jesus literally prays for his disciples, and he prays for the future disciples, and which is praying for us. To me, that's the Lord's Prayer. But we know it as something that's called the Lord's Prayer, and maybe we all know it by heart. Maybe you were in a church once that always repeated it and said it. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with praying scripture. Gosh. But as long as it's not ritualistic, amen? As long as it's not some, okay, I'm going to do this because I'm going to check that off my list. We can pray the Lord's Prayer as long as our hearts are in it. We can pray the Lord's Prayer as long as we understand the meaning behind it. And that's what I'd like to do this morning, is just take a look at it once again and look at the pieces and the parts that Jesus felt was important to let his disciples know, this is how you pray. So we'll read with me in verse 1, Luke 11. It says, "Now it came to pass, as he was praying," Jesus himself, "in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." The first thing I want you to notice about this prayer is the length of the prayer. You know, when I first came to the Lord, I felt, you know, God must expect a lot from me. God must expect a lot from his people to be holy and to be righteous and to do certain things. And when the disciples asked Jesus to pray, he gives a very succinct and very simple prayer. And I've got to be honest with you, I'm glad of that. I have a bad memory. If it went on for a few chapters, I'd be like, what was it that he wanted? What? I would have to use it as a model. I'd have to read it. But no, it's specific. Who's are we praying to? What about the God we are praying to? What we should ask of God, and what we should be desiring to happen in our lives. What I love most about this prayer is it tells us in the first verse, "And it came to pass as he was praying." Jesus was praying, and the disciples took notice. Can you try to even begin to imagine what it must have been like to hear the Lord Jesus praying? I mean, it's got to give you God bumps, right? I don't know where the goose came in, but they're God bumps in my opinion. And it's like, God, but it's like, ooh, did you hear what he just said? Ooh, that was so powerful. And what I love about it is they heard him pray. They watched him pray continually. He was always a man of prayer. And they were moved, I believe, by the Spirit to say, Jesus, teach us to pray. And I know I've said it a few times, but they didn't ask for Jesus to teach them how to pray. He just said, teach us to pray. And if nothing else that you get out of this entire service, my friends, God wants you to pray. To pray. Not based on performance, not based on your past. He just wants you to come into his presence, certainly asking forgiveness, as we see, of sins and mistakes that we made, and say, God, we want to spend time with you. That's what prayer is. Prayer isn't just a list of things that you want God to do in your life. I do believe God should, or our prayer should be something that says, thank you, God, for what you've already done. But to truly spend time praying. So the disciples say, and that's the first thing I see, they witnessed Jesus' prayer. And what an impact that must have been. But may I say this also? It's important for us, his followers, as believers in Jesus Christ, to be people of prayer. That your kids see you praying. That your friends see you praying, that your coworkers see you praying, neighbors, anybody, be a person of prayer. I was just talking this week with another Calvary Chapel pastor. They're just starting out their church. In fact, they're the ones that donated that sign that of our logo on the building out front. And I was able to spend time with them, and I said, listen, one of the things that I've learned in my ministry, early on in ministry, is that when someone asks you to pray, pray that very moment. Pray that very moment they ask for prayer. And both of them, as I was sharing that with the husband and the pastor and his wife, they're like, yeah, that's a great thing to do. Listen, I forget. So please, I ask you to help me. If you come to me and say, Pastor Rob, will you pray for me? Tell me, can you pray for me right now? Because I know you're going to forget. See, there's nothing worse than someone asking you to pray, and you say, yeah, sure. And then the next week, they go, thank you so much for praying. Oh, your prayers were heard, and your prayers were answered. In the back of my mind, I'm going, I never prayed. God hears the prayer of the heart, for sure. God answers the prayer. But it's like, I want to be that person that prays. And so at all times, be someone that prays. If Jesus found it important enough to pray regularly, who do we think we are if we're not going to be people of prayer? So they witnessed Jesus praying, Lord, teach us to pray. I think that's so powerful, to teach us to pray. And that's the title of today's message, is to teach us to pray. Let it be something that God draws your heart into, a heart of prayer. Paul says it this way in Ephesians 6:8, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. Praying all the time. Be a person of prayer. You know, some people will say, oh, I don't like to pray out loud. I didn't like to pray out loud for many years. But the more you pray, the more you have the opportunity to pray for someone and to get through that awkwardness of trying to think about what's the right thing to say, it becomes a listening to the Holy Spirit. Listening to God as you pray. And you become a prayer warrior by someone who just continues to pray. So then, after they ask us to pray, Jesus says this in verse 2. When you pray, which means you should be a person of prayer, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The focus is on God. That should be an element of our prayer, that we focus in on God, our Father who's in heaven. It sets the perspective. Unbelievers don't have the opportunity to pray to our Father in heaven. If you're here today and you are saved by grace through Jesus Christ, God is your Father. And notice it's community. Jesus brings it in. He doesn't say my Father. He says, our Father. We are family, brothers and sisters. We're the family of God. And we're praying to our Father. Ecclesiastes 5:2 at the end of it says this, For God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. But God's in heaven. And our prayers don't need to be long. Jesus, they even said, the Bible tells us, that don't fill things up with words. Just pray specifically. I've shared this with you many times. A very dear pastor friend, when he prays for me, it's very brief. It's very brief, but to the point. And what I find about his prayers, man, God honors them. So it's not about what we say. It's not about the things we say. It's who we're saying it to, right? We're praying to God, our Father. And we're asking for his will to be done. Well, actually, excuse me. Hallowed be your name means honoring his name, revering God for who he is. He is God. But then in the next thing he says is, your kingdom come, your will be done. If you're asking for God's will to be done, God will respond with his will being done. If you truly want God's will be done, as we pray for this building, as we pray around this property, what we want is God's will to be done. We don't want what Pastor Rob's will is. We don't want what Pastor RJ's will is. We don't want what our will is. God, your will be, whatever happens in there, God is in your hands. And listen, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some growing pains as we move into that space. There may be challenges that we have to deal with the city on certain restrictions that we have to meet. But we're asking, God, your will be done. Now, don't let us get frustrated. Let us be in perfect step with your will. Do you want God's will for your life? Pray that his will be done in your life as it is in heaven. Do you think God's will gets done in heaven? Probably does, right? Without a doubt. But is God's will being done in your life? Are you releasing your will to the Lord and saying, God, some of you might be in situations you're like, I don't understand why this is going on. Guess what? God's will is getting done. So his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Verse 3, this is where Jesus shows us, hey, it's okay to ask for things. Give us day by day our daily bread. Just enough for today. We shouldn't be asking for the abundance. We shouldn't be asking for more than we need unless we're going to use it for his glory. But God, just give us what we need for today. That should be enough for us. Is God your provider? Does he meet all of your needs? There's a lot of wants in this room, right? We all want things, but is he meeting your needs? His will be done, his needs be provided for. Listen, sometimes when you pray, it takes a long time for God to answer, doesn't it? I'm going to share a story with you. It is such a blessing to me. As I was gone, Pastor RJ was coming back to the property. He had to bring an Uber because he was dropping his vehicle off at the dealership. And he took an Uber drive back. And as they pulled onto the property, the gentleman driving the Uber looked and noticed there was a cross on the garage. I'm so glad we left that there. And he goes, what is this place? And Pastor RJ goes, it's a church. The guy goes, it's a church. He goes, yeah, it's a church. And I'm going to brutalize the story because he knows the specifics. But the guy goes, really? He goes, do you mind if I get out of the car and we spend some time here? And Pastor RJ said, no problem. So the Uber driver canceled his next Uber. I feel bad for that person that was looking for an Uber. But he cancels his next Uber and they walk in here. And that pastor takes a look at this dove stuck on the wall and does a double take. And Pastor RJ noticed it, and so they were talking about the space and this thing. And turns out this guy was a pastor. Is he Mexican or Spanish? Spanish. So he leads a Spanish church. And they've been looking for a place to meet for a long time. And he told me yesterday, he goes, we have been praying and praying and praying and praying for a place. It's been a long time. And I looked right at him. I said, I know what it means to pray and to pray and to pray for a long time. Because this property took a long time for God to bring it. The point is, don't give up on prayer. God's timing is God's timing. And do you know that that pastor said, I was saying to my wife that when we do find a place, he goes, I want to be able to stand and teach in front of the Holy Spirit, in front of a dove. And the guy literally did a search on the internet and found that dove and literally printed it out and said, this is the dove I would like. His wife goes, oh, that's great. Use that. He goes, I can't use that. It's not mine. This gentleman, last night, they had their first service in this garage. Praise God. And here's the thing. takes me back to God's will be done. Because I told them, I said, this is so God, it's unbelievable. We're getting ready to move out, and they need a place to meet. And it is such a blessing to them. It is such a blessing. And I said, you know what, use the dove. It doesn't matter. The dove's not mine, it's God's, you know. And it's like, to be able to see the joy of the Lord on his face and to see the timing. I mean, this gentleman could have brought Pastor RJ here 6 months ago and be like, yeah, not yet, sorry. But no, they're going to be able to be. So they'll be able to use this space for God's word to be. Let's pray that God blesses them. That perhaps, who knows, our ministries might join together. And we now have a Spanish-speaking service that we can provide to people in this community. God's will being done. I would have never thought of that. I would have never even thought, brought that, prayed about that, and here God did it. God's will gets done. And the last and final thing, he says in verse 4, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Wow. Forgiveness. What a great thing forgiveness is. That we receive forgiveness from God through Jesus Christ. But we're also to be people that forgive. Don't carry the burden of bitterness in your life. Give those things over to God. Forgiveness means something that you is something that you have to do on a daily basis sometimes. There are still things that I remember years after it happened, someone wronged me in a situation, and I have to continue to go, God, I forgive that person. Let me be released from that. We all know forgiveness is more for you than it is for anyone else. It releases you from the bondage of that place. And then finally, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We know God doesn't deliver us into temptation, doesn't ever tempt us, but he sure does test us sometimes, doesn't he? God, help us to see the testings that you give, allow in our lives to teach us the things that you're trying to teach us. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to close in prayer, and praise God it isn't raining, and we're going to set up a couple speakers, and we're going to surround this property, and we're going to pray over it. And I want anyone who, there'll be a wireless mic somewhere that we're going to set up. If you want to come up and pray, please come to the mic and pray so everybody can hear your prayer. But I please be spirit-led. This is not about a show, but we're going to just pray and dedicate this place to God and be praying these things. God, may your name be lifted up. May your will be done here. And may you bless us and we bless others. Amen? So let's close in prayer. Father, thank you so much for your word today. Thank you, God, that we are reminded of the importance of prayer. And thank you, Jesus, for answering your disciples and showing them how and what to pray. And from this prayer, God, many of us have prayed to you and asked for your will to be done. So, God, continue to teach us your word, your ways, and your will. I pray blessings upon each and everyone here this morning. I pray, Lord, as we surround this property, that you would hear our hearts. Holy Spirit, guide and direct our prayers, that they would be according to your will, and that the name of Jesus would be high and lifted up on this entire property. We ask for favor from the city and from the workers to finish what needs to be done so we can get the approvals that we need. Lord, again, if it's next weekend, great. If it's not, we trust your will is best. Help us to be submissive to you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.